Welcome to the Charger Online podcast, brought to you by Hoffman Certified Organics in Huntertown, the only USDA certified organic poultry farm in Indiana. I'm your host, Maya Wilkins, and I'm with
Julia Hess,
Lucas Weidman.
All right, and today we are going to talk about school trips. So each of us has been on like a school trip. I don't know if it was like all through Carroll or like we've been on one in our time here. I went to New York with the AP Lang group this year, so that was really fun. Julia, where'd you go?
My summer after my freshman year, I went to London and Scotland for biomed, so that was pretty fun.
And Lucas, where'd you go?
Personally, I've been to two in middle school. In seventh grade, went to Cincinnati, and in eighth grade, I went to Washington, D.C.
And where'd you go to middle school at?
Emmaus Lutheran.
So it wasn't in the Carroll District. All
not
right.
in the Carroll District.
All right. I don't know about you guys. I had a really positive experience. Like, I loved it. I thought it was so much fun. Like, even though, like, I went to, like, somewhere in the U.S., I still got to experience, like, a culture that was so different from, like, what I was used to every day. And, like, just, like, a lifestyle. It was completely different from what I was used to.
I mean, there were some complaints throughout our trip because it was much more extended. Plus, we were majority of us were without our parents. So there was a lot more complicated factors in my trip to London and Scotland, but I fell in love with a different part of the world, and I'm really glad that I've connected and stayed connected with most of those people on those trips. So that's pretty cool.
How long was your trip?
5 days in London and 2 days in Scotland.
So about like what travel time like about
it
a
was,
week?
It was a week and a couple of days because of
travel.
Plane.
Yeah.
8-hour flights, not recommended. Hated it. Hated every second. Mr. Chapman, chemistry teacher here, literally fell asleep through it all, which was the only one, I think, that got any sleep on those trips, but it was pretty cool. And then sitting in airports wasn't my favorite.
Yeah. I love flying. I hate driving places. Like, we were on a bus to get to New York, and it was like a 13-hour drive. It was awful. Like, the way there was just awful. I think I slept 3 hours the whole night, and then we got there at, like, 5 in the morning, and it was just, like, go, go, go the whole day. Like, we literally went to Central Park at, like, 5 in the morning, and then we were just, like, kept going throughout the day, and there was no time for me to sleep, and I was just so cranky the first day. It was worth it.
Yeah, so we had an flight in which we were leaving, and it was going to be dark time in the U.S. and New York, and then when we got there, it was going to be daytime, so it was an 8-hour flight. None of us slept through it, so we had a 48-hour day. Pretty exhausting, but pretty fun, so.
Yeah.
I know how the bus feels. We didn't have the money to take airport flights, obviously, and going to an airport just to go to Cincinnati is not really worth it. But I think Cincinnati was like a 9-hour drive,
my God.
And then to go to Washington, D.C. was like 16 hours on a bus. But the entire experience was very memorable because in a private school the entire grade is like 14 people like that. We all know each other, we all experience the same thing, so it's basically going out on a trip, whether it's educational or not, with your entire friend group, and it was really amazing.
That's so cool. Like, I didn't think about that, because like New York, I don't know how many people we had, but there were like a lot of people, and there were a lot of people I didn't talk to or like had ever talked to before. So that's really cool that, like, you know, you went with, like, your entire friend group. And I feel like that would make it more memorable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know I still, like, the people I, like, my group, we had, like, little groups of, like, 4 people. I still talk to those 3 girls in my group all the time. Like, we're best friends. And then I talk to, like, some of the kids from, like, other groups, and, like, we're pretty close, too. So it's a really cool experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So our trip, we were the, like, we had our, like, Carroll High School, so we had 11 or 19 people in our group, or 11, I forget, which is kind of whatever. And then we had another school going with us, so we had a lot of people that we didn't know, we weren't familiar with, we were in a whole different country with different currency, how they spoke was different, we had to learn how to, like, adapt to that, which was kind of weird. But it was really, really fun, and while we were in London, luckily for me, there was Pride, Wimbledon, the World Cup, and one other sporting
event.
That's
so cool.
So, there were, It was just chaos, but it was so fun. Sorry. It was chaos, but it was really exciting and fun.
That's so cool. Yeah, New York, there was, like, nothing. There was a rally. There was actually, like, an anti-Trump, like, impeachment rally going on when we were there. And we didn't get to see much of it. We just knew that they were, like, walking towards Trump Tower. And then we saw, like, the NYPD, like, come out and, like, be like, get back, and, like, all this stuff. And I just know we were stuck in traffic for an hour. And that was, like, the only, like, big event that happened the whole time we were there.
So, I know your guys' was in the United States, but did you guys have, like, a different cultural experience than stereotypical Indiana?
Mine was mainly, especially with Washington, D.C., it was just learning about American history. My social studies teacher was like, we're going to be hiking for pretty much the entire day. We're going to be visiting so many historical sites, the Air and Space Museum, all that stuff, and I'm going to be narrating pretty much the entire way through. And even then, it was just a really surreal experience, especially when we went to Cincinnati and visited the Holocaust Museum, because being in that environment, knowing it, that entire place sets you into the mood of, this was a tragedy, this should not have ever happened, it was inhuman.
Yeah, we visited the 9/11 Memorial Museum, and that was, like, the thing. Okay, that and, like, Broadway are, like, the two things that, like, were probably my favorite thing there. The 9/11 Memorial, like, museum, though, was just, like, so horrific. Because they had, like, So, we obviously, like, weren't alive then. Yeah. So, we don't know what it was like. And we just hear people talk about it. But, like, we never, like, really lived through it. So, it was just, like, kind of that time where it was, like, this isn't just a part of history. This is, like, a part of, like, you know, America. Mm-hmm. And this is, like, what our parents, not our parents, but, like, you know, what, like, people in New York had to, like, overcome at that time. And it was just, like, it was very emotional, but it was very cool. So, yeah. But as for, like, culture and stuff, the culture's, like, completely different there. People are, like, not rude. They're just, like, condescending. That's really the best word. Like, the people working, like, they know you're tourists, like, and they use that, like, to their advantage, and they make you kind of feel stupid. But, yeah, I mean, they were rude, yeah, for the most part. That's really the only way to put it. They were pretty rude.
Yeah. So, we had to go to New York before to, like, get on another plane and go international. And I remember getting Starbucks. We got, like, 19 Starbucks drinks in, like, 2 days to survive. And they were like, are you sure? It's small. Like, can you handle that? And I was like, it's $9. I think I'm okay. With a small. Yeah. I'm fine. And then talking about, like, experiences that, like, kind of impacted me, especially historical things. It's weird to walk down streets that, you know, people were, like, in World War II, half of the buildings are gone. There's, like, buildings that are still destroyed and, like,
are
affected by it. And then there's, like, a Starbucks right down the street. It's, like, a weird juxtaposition. And there's, like, structures and, like, they have a statue for, like, all the women in World War II that helped and assisted.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And then there's, like, old buildings that had to be rebuilt and rebuilt and rebuilt after the war. So that was really interesting to see. Because, like, the U.S. didn't have the war front. But they did, and you can like, the streets are just painted with history, and it's really, really interesting. Really
cool. That's what I think would be, like, so cool about, like, traveling international, because, like, I love history. I think it's so interesting, and I think it's so cool, and I think it would just be so cool to see, like, all those things, you know, we learned about for so many years, and that's, like, why I want to go to D.C. one day, because there's just so many things, like, that's literally just, like, American history right there, and that's, like, New York was just, like, it has a bunch of history, it's also so modern and, like, so new. And it was just, it was so odd because, like, we saw Alexander Hamilton's grave in New York, and then it's just, like, surrounded by, like, all these modern buildings. Yeah. And I'm like, that's so weird. Like, what is this?
And then, like, to kind of piggyback off of that, like, something that was super historical that I thoroughly enjoyed is walking through the castles of Scotland and London. Like, that is, you're like, whoa, there's castles? Whoa, I'm a princess, pretty much. It's, like, amazing. Yes, it's 300 degrees in this, like, oven that we're currently walking in, but it was really, really neat. Because you've heard about castles your entire life. Uh-huh. And the, like, moats and the like, overheads and all that. It was really cool to, like, actually walk in. We're like, we bought tiaras at the... They had them in the gift shop. And
oh, that's cool.
We're amazing and we're great and we're lovely and it was great. It was really fun.
That's awesome.
Historically, for me, Washington, D.C. was just a slap in the face. It was, you are mentally being crammed historical knowledge every seconds you're there. Every block you would walk, there is a monument for something, whether it's Civil War, World War One, World War Two. We visited the Vietnam Memorial, World War II Memorial, World War One Memorial, going to Alexander Hamilton statue and learning that he is staring at the person who dueled him, Aaron Burr. Mm-hmm. He's staring at the general direction Aaron Burr's statue is, and his statue is staring at Alexander Hamilton's statue from across the city. Seeing the giant obelisk that was built between the Civil War and World War One. Seeing Abraham Lincoln, it was just, it's a lot. There's so much stuff there. Anyone who hasn't been there, I recommend just going there, and especially if you love history.
Is it kind of, like, overwhelming at first, because there's just, like, so much? Because Washington, D.C. is not, like, huge, so.
Washington, D.C. is interesting, because if you, on the outskirts, it's kind of like, this is the capital, and it seems actually very rural, and it's actually very spaced out, and this is interesting. And then the more you go in, you see, you literally see history. Like, you see just these sites that have war, Civil War properties to them, Revolutionary War properties. We went to a museum that had a wall full of Revolutionary War weapons and Civil War weapons. We went to Abraham's theater where he got shot, and the across the street where he died. On the sidewalk, it was all very weird. And then we went to Washington's farm after he was...
Mount Vernon?
Is that Mount Vernon. Yeah. We went to Mount Vernon, and we were told that he even owned slaves himself, even though he was for freedom. And we visited his grave and his wife's grave. It was...
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And at the end of the trip, we were... gifted with our amazing bus driver who gave us a drive tour throughout the entire city before
that's so cool. What I loved about New York, and I think you guys have kind of like alluded to this too, is you just see so much of like stuff you've been hearing about your entire life. Like, we went to Times Square, and you know, you see Times Square every year and like the ball drop and like all that stuff, and then like you go to Broadway and you've been hearing about like Broadway musicals your whole life, and you just like see all this stuff that like you've been hearing about but like you haven't gotten to experience, and it's just like such a like surreal feeling. It's like, whoa, like I'm here, like it's so cool.
Cincinnati was not as memorable and not as overwhelming as DC, but it was still amazing. My favorite memory there, pretty much the only thing I remember from Cincinnati after being there for a week, was the Ohio River.
Yeah.
The Ohio River at sundown is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. And especially on a steamboat.
Mm-hmm.
We were riding on a steam riverboat made in the Civil War. And it was amazing. That the entire thing turning, the entire thing is shaking like an earthquake because it's literally bending as you're turning the ship. There was chefs there. The entire ship was probably 6,000 square feet.
That's so cool.
It was amazing. It was like a moving hotel. The chefs were amazing. The cheesecake was the best cheesecake I've ever had. It was very cool.
That's so cool. All right. We're going to take a quick break real quick. So today the Charger Online podcast is brought to you by our sponsors, Hoffman Certified Organics. Hoffman Organics is a local USDA certified organic farm specializing in 100% organic chickens. Since the start of the farm back in 2015, the farm has focused on pure organic chicken and turkey. They strive to produce the highest quality and ethically raised organic products available in the market. Their chickens live on clean, fresh grass, eating only organically raised grains, pasture grasses, and cover crops. You can visit our sponsor on their website at www.hoffmanorganics.com, where you can find the purpose of their farm and also how they raise their chickens. Also, you can follow them on Facebook by the same name and find updates on the farm and seasonal deals. Thank you again, Hoffman Organics, for sponsoring the Charger Online podcast. All right. So.
And to add to the conversation, I know that not everyone's as lucky as I am and can afford those nice trips and all mm-hmm. that. And yeah, they're a privilege and they're great. And I've really grown to like connect with people. But I, if you have the money and the time and the energy, I would really invest into a smaller trip like Costa Rica. That's a much cheaper trip.
Yeah.
London and Scotland was $4,000 for one person. So, like, there's the New York trip and there's some things. Mm-hmm. But if you have the opportunity, like, it impacts you so much and you don't even realize it when it's happening.
Yeah.
And, like, having those, like, bonds, like, there's people I talk to every day that are from those trips and we still talk about it. And it's really cool.
I think that's one of the coolest things, because, like, I made one of my best friends, like, through that trip, and we talk about it all the time. Like, we literally talk about it all the time. We're like, oh, like, can we go back? And, like, all this stuff. Like, it's kind of like, you know, like, what brought us together. And I think that's, like, one of, like, the best things that came out of that trip for me. And I was fortunate, going on, like, the cost thing you talked mm-hmm. about, I was fortunate enough where my parents actually, like, paid for it for me. And I'm so grateful for that, because that was, like, probably the best experience I've had during high school, just because, like I said before, you get to see, like, a whole other culture, even though it's in the U.S., so, like, we don't get here in Fort Wayne, mm-hmm. and it's just so cool to see that.
Yeah.
Continue. Sorry. I know people like me. I'm very quiet in a classroom, unless I know anyone or someone talks to me. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is. And when you go on these trips, you're just, especially with your current friend group, maybe that you don't know very well, the trip just forces you to interact in a positive way with mm-hmm. other people. And it attaches you very close-knit with those people. And after the trip, you're just like, wow, I now have memories and I have stuff to talk to. Uh-huh. When I talk to these people, I have something to relate to. And it's... Even if you're doing it with, like, for instance, this is not a school trip, but I could still relate to the topic. Me and my family went to the Columbus Zoo. Mm-hmm. That's not a very expensive trip, but it was still an amazing experience. It was a small trip you should invest into, but it's still something that is worth doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, I went to the New York trip with, like, the queen of positivity, Mrs. Weishart. So that was honestly probably the coolest thing, because, like, the whole time, like, I feel like there were so many times where it was like, okay, like, you can easily, like, get frustrated. Like I said, we were stuck in traffic for 45 minutes and we're, like, an hour late to dinner. So,
yeah.
Like, the whole time you can just be, like, upset and you can be like, why are we doing this and all this stuff? But no, she's like, you have to find the good in this. You have to find the positive. And I feel like that made it so much better. And then, like, Mr. Daggett's and Mrs. Kelly went too. And I had Mr. Daggett's for 3 years as an English teacher. He's one of my favorite teachers ever. And he just, like, he's such a positive person too. So, like, just, I feel like the teachers we had on that trip were just so great. And they just made, like, the whole thing better. Because I feel like we could have, like, gotten so upset about so many things that happened, but it was just so hard too, because, like, everyone around you was, like, so positive and so happy. So
there were, like, quite a lot of difficulties to, like, overcome during our trip. Like, walking 10 miles a day is not recommended for anyone, let alone for me. Their food portions are a lot smaller. They don't have as much sugar and, like, good, like, they don't have, like, American food.
Yeah.
I just need some sugar, please. Caffeine and sugar, please. And then we had science teachers with us. So they're asking us science facts, and I'm like, I'm not smart. Don't ask me. I'm like, do not ask me. Ask them. But it was really enjoyable, because the people I was with, the, like, small group that I thoroughly liked, made it so much more enjoyable. And I'm a big history buff and a big science nerd. So those things really just made the trip, if that makes sense.
What I find interesting about the trip you went on is, like, it's a science trip, but you would, like, you would usually assume that, like, if you know you're going to, like, England and Scotland, like, that'd be more of, like, a history trip. At least, like, that's what I think, like,
well,
when I think of it.
Like, London, pretty much the entire city had to be evolved because of illnesses like the plague and cholera and gangrene and all that craziness, and we went into an operating theater, which I brought coffee in, which you're not supposed to do, but I'm stupid. And like, we got to see, we took days to be like, oh, we're gonna watch a musical and we're gonna do this and we're gonna go to this fancy place, we're gonna go to the where the queen lives, like we did those things, but we also like really focused on science, which was really, really rad. I'm really glad. And then we talked to college students who were, like, orthodontists and, like, all that fun stuff. And it's, like, a culture shock because they pick what they want to be when they're 13 and, like, live
by
that.
No way.
Yeah. 13. If I wanted... no. That changes... And it's almost impossible to change. And their college is completely set up differently. Their healthcare is free. So they have a whole different... Like, we talked to a nurse... And she was like, oh, yeah, people just come in to the ER for a common cold. Like, we can't do that here, but they can. And it's, like, super weird and super fun to, like,
yeah, that's completely different than it is here.
I've also heard that there's, like, camera surveillance, like,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Really?
Everyone smokes. Boys, like, okay, so here the bathrooms are, like... You are assigned to the sex you were born, yes?
Yeah.
There, you can go to the bathroom wherever you want. If you can pay to use the restroom, you can go. Because
really?
You had to pay in public places, you had to pay to go to the restroom.
What the heck? That's so
you
weird.
And, like, of course, we all have pounds on us, but we don't have the change.
Uh-huh.
So we're all, like, scrambling through because one of our friends has to use the restroom. So we're all like, here. Here's our 2 cent. Yeah, it was very stressful.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And we could legally drink, which we weren't allowed to during the trip. But it was weird because Indiana, you can't walk into a bar if you're under the legal, like, 18. And so we were allowed to walk in, and, like, we sat in a pub, and I had, my friend's mom had fish and chips, and I had, like, a BLT. It was, like, noon, and people are drinking, and, like,
oh my gosh.
It's a whole different, it's so weird. People are smoking everywhere. There's 16-year-olds that are smoking, and you're like, what is happening? People are smoking the streets, they're smoking inside, dogs are allowed everywhere. Like, I'm like, what is going on? It's a huge culture shock.
Yeah, that's so weird, because, like, I feel like when you think of, like, England, like, you usually don't think it's not going to be, like, that big of a culture shock, just because, like, the language is, like, the same as it is here. Like, that's at least what I usually think about, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, keep talking.
Oh, so, like, and in Scotland, particularly, like, Scotland and London are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, London's the cityscape, and, like, you get to know all of, like, the big changes, I guess.
Yeah.
And Scotland is just grasslands and, like, big hills and all that craziness. So it was a culture shock from two different places, let alone from where I'm from. And, like, if you said... I have to use the bathroom, like, they wouldn't respond. You had to say, hey, where's the toilet? Like, I'm gonna go to the toilet. Or, the subway was called the tube. Pharmacies were called the chemist. Like, it was, you had to, we started speaking differently. Like, our entire group started speaking with accents. Like, it was weird. You just had to adapt, and we learned
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
In Scotland, like, I started... We all had different accents, pretty much, and we were like, we need to go home now. It's time to tap out.
I don't think I ever really got a New York accent. At least I don't think I don't think I did. But no, New York, like, what's so cool, and I didn't really expect it, is, like, everybody around you, like, speaks, like, different languages.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if you're in, like, Chinatown or, like, Little Italy, or, like, if you're, like, in the middle of, like, Midtown or whatever, like, everybody, like, around you speaks different languages, and you're not gonna expect that, like, especially if you go to, like, I think it was Central Park was where, like, everyone, like, just, like, the whole way they talk is just, like, completely different, because, like, over here you hear somebody speak Italian, over here it's Spanish, and back there it's Chinese, like, stuff like that. It's like, what the heck, like, you don't get that in Indiana.
Yeah. same goes for like London, because they have like food markets of every food in the like America. They have American food. They have all over the world food.
That's so cool.
Everyone speak a different language. Like, it's a culture shock for sure. Like, seeing people of like America, like, I associate America with like white people for like, because we're in Indiana and there's mostly white people at our school and all that craziness. But outside of that, like, you, I have never seen so much diversity in my life. It was so cool.
The biggest culture shock for me, honestly, was probably just how busy everything was. Because, like, we, okay, for, like I said, we got there at, like, 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And, like, we got there and we're, like, you know, everyone's sleeping. Because, like, it's 5 in the morning on a Saturday. Like, nobody's going to be, like, awake at that time. And we got there and we, like, we're just like, oh, it's not going to be that bad. But, like, as time went on, like, when we went to Times Square the last night we were there, like, you couldn't go anywhere without being, like, surrounded by people. And it was, like, I honestly loved it. I thought it was so cool. Because, like, we live in Indiana. I mean, Fort Wayne's not a huge city. So, I mean, it was just completely different from what I was used to. And I absolutely loved it. And I thought it was so cool. So, I had such a positive experience with my trip. Yeah.
I'm really glad I went on the trip that I did. I think I, like, changed a lot as a person. It helped me figure out what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So, that was pretty cool. And it just, like, helped me build connections. So, that's pretty rad.
Yeah.
I didn't have much of a culture shock. The only... Because I'm in Washington, D.C. I mean, it's... The only real culture shock that I had is because we all hear about U.S. is a melting pot of all these different cultures, all these different races that could just come in whenever they want. We did see some interesting things, like, just... But it wasn't, like, I was being smacked in the face with different accents, different language with how they call everything. They still all spoke English. It was, like, they weren't actual Mexicans. They were Mexican-Americans. It wasn't actual Native American. It was, you know, they didn't speak their native tongue. It's actually American. It wasn't a real culture smack to the face. And when you're learning about... the Air and Space Museum and World War II Memorial, you're not really experiencing another country's history.
Yeah. That's why I would want to travel, like, abroad. Just to, like, understand, like, that culture and that history of another country. Because that's something, like, I didn't get in New York. So, yeah. But, like I said before, I had a pretty positive experience. It sounds like you guys did, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. Please visit our sponsor, Hoffman Certified Organics, at the Fort Wayne Farmers Market or shop at Layauto Meats. Tell them you heard the podcast. This has been the Charger Online.